This is Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. To talk with Jason and Grant, call 1-800-321-9776. Now, Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson.
Hey, welcome back to Beyond Reality Radio with Jason and Grant.
We are in the second hour of the show. The first hour we talked with Jerry Gandolfo about some voodoo, because this week we're talking about Louisiana and they kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, it was a great conversation. We learned a little bit about breaking some of the myths. No voodoo dolls. Zombies is a totally different thing. Not really part of the religion, but it's done.
How to curse each other. It was great.
Right. How to make each other have bleeding ulcers. And we gave away a t-shirt. So this hour, we're talking with Brad Duplashane. He is the founder of Louisiana Spirits, which is part of the Tabs family. We figured we'd get him on here, see what he has to say about the places down there. That way, if you head to Louisiana, you can check out some of these places. So, Brad, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Brad. Welcome to Beyond Reality.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, hey, Louisiana, we've been down there. We checked out Myrtle's.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? It was Turtle Bay Restaurant?
Turtle Bay, yeah. I don't think that ever aired, but we also checked out the restaurant down there on St. Charles Street.
Right.
Yeah.
Brennan's, right.
Brennan's, yep.
They which had awesome
great,
food.
Great cookbooks they set us up with.
You know, here's a story, though. While we were there, they had a bunch of teenage kids having a party.
Oh, God, you're going to tell this
story. I got to tell
this
the story.
Nasty. Get ready, Brad. This is disgusting.
If you got a weak stomach, turn down the radio. But,
no, not at all.
Okay, what happened was, we were there, and while we were there, these kids were having a party. We were kind of waiting for them to finish. And this kid was so sloshed or something, he lost it. I mean,
he was just losing his
cookies. He did the old Technicolor yawn right in front of the ladies' restroom.
Well, no, before
oh,
that.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Before, you can tell that
before
part.
Before that, Grant and I are walking up the stairs. We're getting ready for this investigation. And the waiter has a tray, and he's holding it in front of this kid. And this kid is just losing it on the tray.
Oh, my goodness.
The waiter's just sitting there, just like looking off. Not
all
even
calm
paying
and cool.
Attention, but go on, Grant.
But as he was obviously trying to make his way to the men's room. He did the old nether burp right there on the in front of the ladies' room, all over the floor. And before they could clean it up, some lady, all dressed to the nines,
walking out of the bathroom,
mink coat and all the stuff, walks out of the bathroom and slips right into it.
It's like right out of a movie.
Her purse skidded down the hall through the stuff. Needless to say, she was not happy.
Oh, that's
a good sign that you're in Louisiana. As soon as you start seeing drunk people.
It was like one street over from, you know, where everybody parties
down
there.
Yeah, Bourbon Street. But yeah, it was like right out of a movie to see something like that.
Anyway, so despite the vomit, Louisiana's a pretty cool place.
Oh, yeah. Other than the puke, yeah, we're all right.
Now, my big question is, you know, we checked out some places. We had a great time down there. But for people who aren't from Louisiana, they want to go down there. What are some of the hot spots, man? What are some of, number one, your favorite spots? And number two, what are some spots that people who visit can are readily accessible to them?
Yeah, well, that's one good thing about Louisiana is that we have such a vast assortment of things, and most of it is pretty readily accessible to the public. Probably one of my favorites is Oak Alley Plantation down in Vacher, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty much everyone's seen it, even though they might not know the name offhand. That's where Interview with the Vampire was filmed.
Ah, okay, yeah, I got the picture online. It looks very familiar.
And what kind of reports of stuff goes on down there, Brad?
The most common thing was always a young woman in like a hoop style dress. Also, like sightings of course, in the South, everything is like a Confederate soldier in his full uniforms being spotted.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we were fortunate enough to be one of the only groups to be allowed full access into there, and we've got some great EVP work done in there, and especially in the attic area, which is like the epiphany of all attics. I mean, it looks just something like straight out of a horror movie.
Nice. Now, when was this place built?
When, I know the first thing built was actually planted were the trees. Gave it its name, Oak Alley.
Oh, cool.
The trees were planted in that old fashion 100 years before the house was even built. So they wanted something that grandeur, so they put the trees there, let them start growing, and 100 years later they built the home. So I don't know the exact date, but I know the trees were planted actually 3 years before New Orleans was founded, which was 1718. So you say 1715, the trees were planted, so probably the early 1800s was when the house was built. And I think when it was first sold, it actually sold the property now for $26,000. So
holy
not
cow.
Quite how it does nowadays.
Wow. And now people can actually go to your website and check that out, right?
Right. Yeah. It's... anything we have on our website, you can visit it at www.laspirits.com.
Right. That's have... in case you can't understand them, it's laspirits.com. Just because you're on like a phone. I don't know. I'm not. Not the accent.
No,
come on. I'm not attacking the accent. laspirits.com.
My accent.
Right. That's www.laspirits.com. Now, is this place readily accessible to the public?
Right. Yeah. You can take day tours. You can't stay the night in the actual home. There's adjacent cottages that you can stay in, and I believe one or two of those are actually reported to be active. I know cottage number 4 is the hot spot of the several cottages.
Mm. Okay.
I'm writing this stuff down.
Oh, it's a great place.
Guys, we're talking with Brad Duplashane, who is the founder of Louisiana Spirits. He's a member of the Taps family, and he's telling us about some of the places you can check out down in Louisiana. And you can check his website out at laspirits.com.
In case you can't understand him because of the accent, Grant says. Now, Brad, have you been out to Myrtle Plantation where we investigated?
Yeah, we've been there tons of times. We've never some of our members have stayed the night. I haven't. I've always wanted to. We've taken the tours and walked around the property and all. But it's a great place.
Have you ever been? Have you been able to actually catch anything there?
Personally, no, I haven't. We've had some members get some great pictures. In fact, one of them's on our website. You capture, at first everyone sees the picture and they see like a purplish orb, which really doesn't interest me very much, but below that,
God bless you.
On the ground level, you see what looks just like a woman with two children, one maybe an 8-9-year-old girl and a younger boy on each side.
Hmm.
And you can see it plain as day. It's like an adult holding two children.
Yeah, it's one of the most interesting places we've checked out. And just pure beauty, too. And you get there, there's no TVs, there's no radios. You're pretty much, you're lost in time. And
right.
when you're coming from New England, which is all fast-paced, and you get there, it's shell-shock for like the first 24 to 40
hours.
Yeah.
You start picking up the draw real quick.
Yeah.
the whole South is like that, pretty much. The rock around the home and the moss hanging from the trees in the front. I mean, yeah, it's great.
So, like Grant was saying, if people wanted to get down there and check out some locations, what's another good spot that is openly accessible for people?
Well, as far as places to stay the night.
Stay the night, because there's endless hotels down there, but yeah.
Right. Another good one is up in the Shreveport area is the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium.
Okay.
It was home to the famous Louisiana Hayride back in the 50s where Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley did some of their first performances.
Cool.
Hank Williams Sr. also. And below the stage, while this was actually a big auditorium, was also the city morgue underneath the stage.
Of course, because that makes sense.
Yeah, so while you had Elvis rock and rolling on stage, you had the dead underneath him.
Any place Johnny Cash has been, I'd love to check out, seeing that he's related to my wife.
Now, what's...
Really?
What's yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's
yeah.
right, yeah.
And
yeah.
She plays guitar just like him.
Yeah.
Now, what is it about this place that people should go and check it out?
Some of the best stuff we've got there was some awesome EVPs. One of the... lately, they've been having a lot of reports, especially the females, it seems to surround them. They get the reports of being touched, like their hair being stroked in certain areas. Primarily around the dressing room area.
Okay.
Ah. And I know when we did one of our first investigations, they have one dressing room that was Elvis Presley's when he would perform. And we were doing some EVP work in there. It was two investigators. You can hear them speaking. And then the third voice comes over them very clear saying, "I love Johnny Cash."
Fair enough.
Sure.
And we had a lot kind of look at it strange, saying, "Oh, well, y'all had to fake that. It was way too, you know, clear and kind of cliche to be in that type of building." But I mean, it was legit. I mean,
well, I mean, come on, it's where he played. I don't understand why it's not that
right.
big of a stretch, you know.
Now we've had some say, "Oh, well, Johnny Cash's spirit." Well, I won't go that far, but at least it was it was some, maybe a fan of his.
Well, if it's Johnny Cash, he'd probably say, "I love myself." I don't know. He'd say,
"Yeah,
I love Johnny Cash." That's crazy.
Drink or something.
So what's one of the most haunted locations down there that you've actually checked out?
What's the most active?
My most active, believe it or not, I mean, you see these huge plantations, and they kind of like the signature, you would think, oh, they're the most haunted, like the Myrtles. But personally, the most active place I've investigated is actually a small trailer in central Louisiana. And you look at it, it doesn't fit the normal, you know, pattern of a home or anything. And just when I first got there, I was like, well, I'm not too sure. But every single time we've gone, we've gotten any type of activity you can imagine other than the actual full-blown apparition. I mean, we've got EVPs, videos of doors opening and closing on their own.
Nice.
People getting touched. I mean, just ectoplasm pictures, pretty much everything.
This place is a private residence. So
right, it's just a private residence. Okay. It's a small little mobile home. There's an empty house on the property, too, but the grounds was home to the original district judge of Vernon Parish, which y'all call counties, but it's parishes to us, of course, we're the weird ones. And he was murdered on that property. He was stabbed by two men, which they never found those who killed him. And just after that, the family bought the land, put a house there, and just kind of a string of bad luck. They had several family members die on the property, and just they feel the house is most haunted by the current owner's ex-wife.
Okay.
And she kind of harasses the current wife. She always kind of had a beef with her when she was living. And I think she's carried that on since she's died.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had some pretty good places there. Is there a tour or anything that you recommend that people can go on that is, you know, not all theatrics, maybe a little bit more down to earth?
Yeah, because I know in New Orleans that's the big thing to advertise all the haunted tours, but those are definitely theatrics. A lot of them, it's just a little bit of actual fact mixed in with a whole bunch of nonsense. But some of the better tours is, like I said, a good tour of the Myrtles is a good start. They do haunted tours of the auditorium in Shreveport that I mentioned. And other places to stay are just a lot of the bed and breakfasts throughout Louisiana are all reported to be active. Pretty much in every major city in Louisiana, there's stories of haunted hotels.
Pretty much you could swing a bat and hit a haunted place down there.
Pretty much. Especially anywhere in the southeast near New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Well, I think a lot of that's attributed to the fact that there are, you know, people are open to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I think that, I mean, that, and that's, everyone always asks, oh, since we cover the whole state, we almost have a lot of cases out of the New Orleans area. So, well, not as much as you would think because
they're already comfortable.
Right. They've lived in the haunted house for 30 years. They probably know them by name. They don't need us to go in there and tell them it's haunted. They've lived there for 30 years, you know.
And they're not bothered by it. Right?
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah, it's nothing big to them.
Brad, we want to say thanks for being our guest tonight, man. We greatly appreciate you coming on Beyond Reality Radio.
No problem. It's an honor to say this.
And anybody... You got a real bad signal, Brad, but I appreciate it. Anybody who wants to check out his site can go to laspirits.com. He's got a lot of great places.
Yeah, a couple of the places he suggested, Oak Valley Plantation and the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium.
Hey, guys, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ken in Washington. He's been to a voodoo ritual in Louisiana, so I'm kind of interested in hearing his take on what he experienced.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, you're listening to Beyond Reality Radio with Jay and Grant. You can give us a call at 1-800-321-9776 or 401-438-9776. We'll be right back after these messages.